You're listening to the Happy Hour Podcast with Dr. Jay Dene. The Happy Hour Podcast is a space for the self-aware, accomplished woman and leader, professionally or personally, to connect, learn, and grow, fueled by her feminine juices. Listen to hear strategies and processes from Dr. Jay Dene and other experts to begin working to live a full and satisfying life while amplifying your leadership effectiveness.
Good morning, ladies. Good morning, and welcome back to Power Up Your Authentic Leader. I want to keep talking in our theme, which is making yourself your plan A. That's what we're talking about. We talked about stepping outside of the box and doing something fun with someone who you don't know. And I want to encourage you to do that. And you're going to get in touch with me after you've done that to let me know about that experience. I just want to know what you've learned about yourself. It's really powerful. Today, we're going to keep with that same discussion. And I want to just start with saying people who are leaders typically are very important to other people, highly driven, very focused, and requiring sort of this masculine lens on our life. And we're women. We talked about that, and we need space to be women. And so we, in order to recapture that feminine energy that we have, at some point, we have to lay down our masculine roles, right? And so this is going to help us to do that. We're going to continue to talk about making yourself your plan A, okay? No longer can we not take time out for ourselves. We know that we have very little time for loving ourselves and nurturing ourselves. We really have to do that. We don't have a choice because the impacts are too great. We can't make up 5 years from now. We may not be able to make up what we didn't give to ourselves today. And we really need to keep that in mind as we move forward. We have got to start taking care of ourselves today and start being loving to ourselves consistently. It is our business. It is our responsibility. And any love that we get from other people is a blessing. But we have to do that for ourselves. So I want to encourage you still to continue to think about what that looks like for you as an individual person. Today, I want to just suggest that you get some time alone so that you can get in touch with yourself. So that, again, you can learn something new about yourself because it's all about getting in touch with your authentic self. And this time, I just want to suggest that you plan a date for yourself. This date cannot include any chores, any financial issues for the home, anything for the children, none of that. This has to be one that is completely, totally, and absolutely for you. And just like you sit down and plan activities for the kids, the husband and you, or your friends or whatever, I want you to plan this in the same way. And so you can plan a dinner for yourself, a quick movie out. It can be a 20-minute date or a weekend date, but I want you to give time to yourself and I want you to do something that you really want to do. It can also be a quiet evening at home by yourself. But whatever you do, you have to put some time into planning every detail, the same effort that you put into planning the details for everyone and everything else. So commit that to yourself. You deserve it. It is necessary so that you can continue to work optimally and so that you can foster a more authentic happiness rather than an exterior happiness, a social happiness, a mask of happiness. Doing these types of things, putting yourself on your calendar, making yourself your plan A, learning something new about yourself is what is going to keep you charged and keep you going and keep you productive and happy in your life and in your interactions. And it's going to multiply. So do this for yourself, okay?
So I want you to keep in mind as we move along that you are on your journey and I want you to be kind and gentle to yourself along the way. I also want you to stay in touch with me on Instagram at Dr. Jay Dene. And until the next time, take good care of yourself. Bye-bye.